Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And you're obviously, just like Heather and I, you were not invited to the Game of Thrones premiere. So we're working, and I guess you're driving or sitting and listening, and I guess we're all having fun. I know that I am. Okay, so now, once again, play the mystery soundbite. Yeah, who is that woman laughing?
And what is so damn funny? We've got Rebecca on the line from Los Gatos.
Okay. We have several people here. Let's go to Rebecca first. Hi, Rebecca. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hey.
Hi. So who do you think it is?
Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts.
It is. Thank you. Yes. Did you get it right away?
Well, I got it when she said red dress. I remember seeing it on the internet, the 25th anniversary.
So. Aha.
Can you believe that's 25? Can you believe that's 25 years old?
Seriously.
Didn't she have a Sony Walkman when she was out walking around?
Probably. Didn't
the
we all?
The Streetwalker version, yeah.
Thank you very
anyway,
much.
Anyway, thanks,
for
Rebecca. Have a good night.
And from Novato,
Michelle.
This is Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, so first, yes, Julia Roberts, I got it from her laugh.
And by the way, you know,
oh,
we
you
have,
did. Good.
Yeah, we have, let me see here. How many things is it? 12 things that you probably didn't know about.
About the movie.
About the movie.
Oh, no.
So you got it right away. You knew what it was.
The laugh.
Yeah.
The red dress was a good clue, too.
Well, and you know what? Heather was saying it was going to be the snapping of the box. And, you know, speaking of the snapping of the box.
That was hard to hear on the radio. I didn't hear that.
Well, sorry.
But here's a fun little factoid about Pretty Women. Woman. Gere's box snap wasn't in the script. It was a prank he and Gary Marshall planned as a surprise for the birthday girl, because the day before was Julia Roberts' birthday. So her reaction is genuine. That was not scripted.
That's perfect.
Isn't that cute? It could have been like a blooper reel thing, but they're like, let's do that.
It was her birthday. So, you know, that was an honest-to-God first take.
Right.
I love it. Well, it was perfect.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. And by the way,
yes,
driving home is so exciting with you guys on now. It's a fresh, fresh, fresh show. I love it.
Oh,
well, thank you. Yes. I mean, it's been a long time since KGO's had a talk show at night, so we're happy to be here. And thank you for listening.
Tell all your friends.
Okay. Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Michelle.
Have a good night. All right. So you were rolling your eyes when, you know, all that for Pretty Woman. Now, I want to tell people some of the things that went on.
Oh, during the filming?
Yeah, you were giving me that cranky face, like, don't do it.
No, I'm giving the cranky face because I think you stole my copy of it.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it. No wonder it's so much fun
the
to listen to.
The behind-the-scenes communication is really something.
Yes. No wonder it's so much fun to listen to. What you hear is the real thing. There's nothing rehearsed about this mess. Okay, so Molly Ringwald and Michelle Pfeiffer both turned down Julia's role as Vivian Ward because they were worried about the script's content. Of her being a prostitute.
Yeah, who wants to play a prostitute?
Now, don't you...
Just kidding.
What do you think Molly Ringwald thinks about that today? I think Michelle Pfeiffer is still doing okay career-wise.
Yeah. But, I mean, look at Julia Roberts. Neither of them are no Julia Roberts.
Al Pacino and Daniel Day-Lewis were both considered for the part of Edward Lewis before Gere was chosen. So they did try out for it.
Wow.
Okay. Peter Woman... Why can't I nail this? Oh, my God.
You this never would have made the film.
That was a subliminal mess, wasn't it?
You were never considered for any role in Pretty Woman. I just want to add. You couldn't have been the detective.
It's what almost came out of my mouth that what scares me. Pretty Woman features Simpsons actor Hank Azaria in his first film role. He plays a detective. Bet you didn't know that.
You know, my favorite role of his, and I love The Simpsons, is Hank Azaria in Birdcage as the houseboy. Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you a movie story in a minute.
Okay.
Story in a minute. So the film, Pretty Woman, You can tell I watched this movie once, and it was 25 years ago.
I know. Yeah. I feel like I need
because
to watch it again.
Because it's not a dude flick. It just isn't. Interstellar is, and we'll talk about that coming up.
You know,
Game of Thrones, I get, you know.
That is really true that it's not a dude flick. In fact, people are crediting it with being, like, really bringing us that tidal wave of rom-coms. So now we have, you know, Pretty Woman to thank for that genre.
Tidal wave, yes.
Yeah.
The film was originally called 3000 in reference to Vivian's price, but was changed after test audiences said it was confusing.
Isn't that funny? Okay. Like, if they threw a dollars on the end, it might have helped.
And as I mentioned, the famous scene where Geer gives Julia Roberts the diamond necklace was filmed the day after her 21st birthday. So thus then Geer's box snap wasn't in the script. It was a prank that he and Gary Marshall planned as a surprise for the birthday girl, and her reaction is real. And
this one I love.
The opera the main characters go to see is La Traviata, which is about a man falling in love with a prostitute.
Ooh, how meta.
Did anybody catch that?
I didn't at the time, that's for sure.
I know, I didn't.
Now, do you know that the book, 3000, it had a really dark ending? It's almost like a Midnight Cowboy. It ends with the prostitute and her prostitute friends. You know, she doesn't hook up with Richard Gere, and they're, like, riding a bus to Disneyland, you know, because now the Julia Roberts character, Vivian, can afford to take them both on a vacation, and she's supposed to just stare out the side of the bus window and... You know, it goes dark and the credits roll. Wouldn't that have been depressing? Maybe we'd never have rom-coms then.
Wouldn't that be a shame? Then you would have had to sit with me this weekend and watch Interstellar.
And thank God we have Pretty Woman because it teaches that great lesson that being a prostitute's awesome and you make a lot of money and fall in love with a wealthy man, I guess.
I suppose.
Boy, we really swung the pendulum after that interview with
really
the woman,
did.
With the journalist covering the Ellen Pao trial.
And then with Interstellar, I don't know if anybody else has watched it or you went to the theater to see it, but I just couldn't wait to see it with Matthew McConaughey, everybody.
Oh, so that's on my Netflix list.
Interstellar. Matt Damon makes an appearance. He's in it, too.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
Just trying to live my life.
Is there a Lincoln ad before the film rolls?
No, but it's really weird at the beginning when he's talking like this, and you think, oh, my God, he should be driving a Lincoln at some point in this. Wonder if his Lincoln is going to take us to the other side of that black hole.
And pensively rubbing his fingers together
yes.
in a really weird tick that you kind of have.
I need to get on the other side of this black hole. Now that's living.
My God. All right, I got to go see this
I spent too much time in Texas. It's the sun, people. It's hot down there.
And
it's hot. But I have to tell you about Interstellar. So
okay.
I had to watch it twice because I'm
you don't
still
get
not
it?
Sure exactly what the ending means.
Oh.
It's one of those, I think you're not, I think it's supposed to mean what you think it means. Whatever you think it means, that's what it is. It's one of those kind of, it'll drive you nuts as a guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm
going to have to look at it again.
Yeah. We might need to go to the movies together. Is it one of those ones where you have a fight with the friend that you went to the movies with about what it all meant?
Yes, I think you would have to argue about what happened at the end. Because for every hour that he was, you know, on the other side in a different universe meant 7 years here. So it's really weird. And then he came back and, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't get how it ended. I just yeah, don't worry. I'm not blowing it for you.
But does he get the girl?
Because I don't.
Oh, you can't tell that part.
I'm not going to spoil it.
There's movies where they have an ambiguous ending, and I've fought with people about whether or not the people get back together, just to put it.
Well, this is just weird, and there's no spoiler. I'm not going to spoil it for you because you're going to have to figure it out yourself. Because I sure as hell don't know what the ending meant. I have to look at it again. I haven't made up my mind. So I want to tell you something. I almost watched The Jinx on HBO. But then I saw it was several episodes. So
Yeah,
and then there was a movie. And I hear the movie's not so great, but you should be watching the documentary. I was talking to somebody in the KGO newsroom. They're like, Drex, don't bother watching, you know, about this guy, Durst.
Watch the making of The Jinx.
Yeah, the millionaire Robert Durst. Yes. Yeah. Now watch The Jinx, the documentary, okay, that's on in series form on HBO.
Okay.
There's another movie, just a separate movie. But anyway.
TV watching's gotten confusing lately.
I
need a graph.
Listen, so check this out. Now, a lot of people listening might not know who Limp Bizkit is, but
And the rest of you wish you didn't.
I was a fan, but, you know, the front man's name is Fred Durst.
No.
Yes. And somebody big confused his name with millionaire Robert Durst. This is, speaking of bad endings, this is not going to end well.
Oh, no. Did somebody tweet at him like, dude, I'm so sorry to hear you had to go to jail.
Now it's really big. It's really big. I'll tell you about it next. And yes, we'll continue with the late night, late show wrap up. And don't you have you have a listicle. We didn't do listicles tonight. Oh, secrets every whim. Well, is this the one we're going to do? Secrets that every woman keeps from her man. It's up to you, Heather.
All right.
Yeah. I'll let you do it. I'll distort. You decide.
I'll be specific. Okay. My age. Right. No.
More of the Drex Radio Show coming up in just a minute on KGOA 10.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
It's something we all have to confront at one point or another. Spring cleaning. That's why the Bay Area is lucky to have Zero Res, your go-to carpet cleaner, ready to extract the winter dirt and grime from your floors and upholstery. Maybe it's a cat or dog you're cleaning up after. Zero Res is the best way to clean your carpets because of what it doesn't use. It doesn't weigh your carpet down with soap, shampoo, or chemicals. That's why it's called Zero Res, short for zero residue. It's the perfect solution if you suffer from allergies. Just one of the many reasons Zero Res has received the Super Service Award from Angie's List for years. Call today to take advantage of the KGO March Special for just $99 with a variety of options. Plus, commercial customers receive free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Or you can easily book it online by going to ZeroBayArea.com. Spelled backward or forward, it's spelled the same. Zero Res. It's the right way to clean.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
Happy birthday, movie Pretty Woman.
That movie, Pretty Women.
In fact, I think the whole cast reunited on the Today Show earlier today. We weren't awake. We didn't see it.
But oh, hell no.
Happy birthday to the movie. A classic. Watch it again tonight.
So on Friday night, Ariana Grande stopped by. And you know what? I wouldn't care except this was fun. She impersonated Celine Dion's singing. So, and then Jimmy Fallon joined in.
Rising in the earth.
Work. Wow. I'm sorry. That got me on
I got mad on that
I didn't know you
I
had
got
mad
that
on in that there.
East.
That was great.
Bitter, sweet, and strange. Finding you can change.
Okay.
I don't know what Jimmy sounds like. Okay.
Shall we go for it?
Okay. Ariana Grande doing Celine Dion and Beauty and the Beast. Okay, so let me get to this story. Well, there's been a lot of talk about Robert Durst these days, and he's the suspected killer who was featured on the HBO documentary series, The Jinx. He was arrested a day before the finale, which seemed to catch him confessing. We all heard that. Well, in one report, the Associated Press confused him with Fred Durst from the rock band Limp Bizkit.
They did it.
Yes, the Associated Press.
Oh, my God.
Now, they referred to the killer as, quote, millionaire Robert Durst, the former Limp Bizkit frontman.
I love
it. Okay, now wait a second. Yesterday, they released this correction, quote, the AP reportedly erroneously, let me see. I want to get the quote. The AP reported erroneously that Robert Durst is a member of a band. He's a real estate heir. Fred Durst is the former frontman of Limp Bizkit. They still botched it because Limp Bizkit, much to everyone's dismay, still does exist.
I was going to say, I didn't know they broke up.
And by the way, in fact, they have a new album on the way. It's coming out sometime this year.
Is that right?
But I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I guess it's not that big of a deal. It's not the end of the world, but I sure as hell wouldn't want my name confused with him. And especially with Associated Press, because you might not even know what Associated Press is, but I mean, news organizations around the world use Associated Press.
Everybody uses AP.
Yeah, everybody uses AP. So there you have it. So just think how many broadcast facilities around the world.
Well, I think they should call their next record the Jinx, just to jinx the AP people some more.
That's funny. Maybe they should. Actually, that's a pretty damn good idea.
Or write a really cool song about Robert Durst or something. Anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of music, Sharon Osbourne says Ozfest Japan is Black Sabbath's, is it going to really be their farewell tour? We'll find out.
Ozfest will be back in Japan on November 21st and 22nd, and this will be Black Sabbath's farewell. We're also announcing Korn, who are celebrating their 20th anniversary. Now, you can't miss that.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. But, you know, the rumors are already speculating. They're saying goodbye to Japan, where they're much loved, as they are in the United States. So whether it's goodbye to Japan or Asia, we'll see. Or it's goodbye to everybody. I don't know. I'm still curious if they're making another Osbournes reality series. Because they were going to.
Really?
It was on the way. Because you would have all that Kelly
chaos. But then Kelly
in
quit.
There. Well, no, but Kelly quit the fashion police, and then that would have all that drama in it. That'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. I love the Osbournes. Think about, we're talking about the fact that, you know, you got to Google that. How many years ago was the Osbournes on?
Oh, gosh. Could that be a full decade already?
We have to do this. Hang on.
I mean, I don't really know the show, but I like TV the way show. He yells hey, her name, yells after the wife.
Wikipedia.
Sharon!
Yeah. So, 2002.
Oh, my gosh. It's over 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
Time is flying when you're having all kinds of Osborne-y fun.
13 years. So there's been a big rumor that they're coming back, and we'll see. Okay.
You know what I want to see, actually, and when they should bring it back, is when one of those kids has a kid. So Ozzy's a grandfather. I just want to see him with a baby. It'd be funny.
So the Hollywood Reporter is reporting that the Osbournes are set to return to reality television with a new VH1 show nearly a decade after the end of their MTV series. So it looks like it is in the works. Sharon Osbourne, 62, has been touting the return of the show with an 8-episode special.
Ta-da!
And a sober Ozzy, from what it looks like here. All right. So do we have time? Oh, we have to get to this. We have to get to you. And all the secrets that women keep from their men. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Drex Radio Show.
Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. And here isn't Charles Barkley's March Madness message.
This is Charles Barkley, and I just like to offer my deepest condolences to everybody who's losing in their college hoop polls, because, man, I know how it feels. You're working out all your computations and your strategies, and then Villanova has the bright idea to let some hotshot little brother named Dylan Ennis put up a three-pointer with 20 seconds left, and he missed. Look, I lost 20 grand on that game, but that ain't nothing compared to the ass whoopings that little brick shooter had to be getting as a black kid named Dylan. That's terrible. Anyway, looking down on the bracket, my big long shot pick is the Gonzagas. And I don't know where the hell they are, but any school that's willing to name their team after some tiggle bitties, then that's where a whole lot of my money's going.
Thank you, not Charles Barkley. All right. Okay. So let's see. Let's get to's it. The way you do's it. Secrets every woman keeps from her man. Spill the beans, and that way the whole world will know. Heather?
That I want to go out with Peter Dinklage? The Game of Thrones premiere was in San Francisco tonight at City Hall in the War Memorial Opera House. So, like, all these celebrities are in town. And I just wanted to say, you know, if you're leaving the premiere, Peter Dinklage, come and have a drinklage.
Right.
Heather's game.
She gets off in about 22 minutes. She's available.
I'll meet you. And so here's 10 secrets or fewer every woman keeps from her man. All our naked, sexy, and a little scary truths revealed.
Oh.
So this one's important. You do need to know this. And you probably already figured it out if you're at all smart. But one, her best friend knows everything. She knows all of your vitals, from the size of your bank account to the size of your other holdings.
Yes, I believe that.
So when her friend smirks at you knowingly, you're not imagining it.
Well,
chat with her about your relationship at your own risk, because she's going to go back and tell you know who.
So your best friend, if I were... Let's say we were in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
or not, or coworkers, but let's just say that we were. Then if I would talk to your best friend, I can't trust her. She's going to turn around and tell you everything. Well, of course. I mean, that's what best friend.
Which is why you want to game the system.
Yeah, you do want to game
it. And go, oh, right, my gosh, your friend is the sweetest thing. I just love her so much.
I'm thinking totally reverse. I'm thinking feed the girlfriend a line of BS. So it gets back to you.
To the friend? Oh, yeah. No,
yes,
that's what I mean.
That's what I mean.
Definitely.
If that's going to be the truth. By the way, what is the beginning of this story? I saw the word Pisces and it caught my attention because I am one. A woman may give up her body and her heart, but there are parts that she'll never give up. Pisces woven into every...
No, that says pieces. It's not about you.
I need to wear my other glasses. These are not working.
Let's get you to the doctor.
I know, right?
So number two is a little strange. Just looking at your hands can turn her on. You know, that depends. I've dated some guys who don't exactly have man hands. Number three,
What does that mean?
I don't know. They're thin at the end and kind of female or something.
Well, do you have a problem with guys who have long nails, manicured nails?
What am I dating, a werewolf?
Well, I don't know, because they're, you know, it gets kind of weird because men are supposed to have manicures now, or I don't know, at least clip their nails.
If you're touching me, I don't want like some scratchy, scaggly hangnail on me. That's all I would say.
I've always thought it's weird with guys who have manicured nails and it's really super obvious. Like
it's super buffed and everything.
Right, super buffed and has the clear polish on or something.
Ew.
Yeah, right.
Now you're creeping me out.
I mean,
it's like Liberace or something.
I think I've got chewing my nails down to a science, so it doesn't look like they're down to the nub, but...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No one's going to... don't even show me those things. Number three, stop. When you go Alto. Away, even for a day, this is 10 secrets every woman keeps from her man. When you go away, even for a day, she sleeps in your favorite old T-shirt.
Oh, I don't buy that.
Maybe once.
You don't... Yeah, okay.
Actually, I have to be gone for longer than a day.
Most guys wear that favorite damn T-shirt for many, many nights.
Yeah, just any shirt, not your favorite. Anyway.
Yeah, I think I switch it out like once a week. Well, I'm only in it for a few hours when I get home.
Okay.
Yeah.
She will never tell you exactly how many men she's slept with.
No, she won't.
Okay, so in this article it says, if she slept with four, the real number is actually closer to seven. I'm like, wait, what? In girl math, or Heather math maybe, if I say four, that means 40. If I say five, you know, and so on.
Well, see, now this is the good thing about finally reaching middle age. I wouldn't know the number if you put a gun to my head.
Yeah, you know what? She'll never tell you exactly how many men she's slept with because she has no idea. Are you kidding?
Is that really the truth? That's not true because... There, you know, don't a lot of women, I love to talk to women who actually have like a scorecard.
Put notches on the bedpost.
Oh, God, I have to tell you, my last co-hostess, she did this. She kept notes on each and every one of them.
Oh, my God.
And
like a boy diary?
Worked with her, loved her very much, still do to this day. But, you know, she would never, ever, I tried for 10 years to get that number. I can't tell you how many times I would harass her, at least once a week on the air. So how about that number?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, nothing
for you because I have no idea.
It became an ongoing joke because then she had notes about each one of the episodes.
So funny.
So to this day.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
And I haven't worked with her for 4 years. I still don't know the number. Next time I talk to her, I'm going to say.
See, now she can tell you because it's over.
I don't
over.
Think she'll tell because she knows I'll put it on the radio.
Oh, God. So common excuses for why she won't tell you is that she was drunker on the rebound, or she just feels like, well, that one didn't count or whatever.
Yes, okay. No, but guys do that too. I mean, a hookup's a hookup and that one doesn't count.
Well, when we say how many people you've slept with, we don't mean girlfriends. We mean how many people you slept with. Anyway, this is 10 secrets every woman keeps from her man.
So do you ask men how many?
I never
it's
have.
It's a stupid question. As an adult,
only if
it
we
really
were both sharing. Like, well, how many? But
again, at this point in one's life, who would know the answer to that?
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, it really is a woman, I guess, probably. I don't know. That sounds gender biased. I guess there are men who know exactly how many people they have slept with. And then
that's a good question for the audience, but tell us tomorrow.
Let me ask you something. So when you go out with a guy, do you ever ask the guy if he slept with another man?
Huh. I guess not. I know that someone offered up that information once.
Aren't you curious? Would it matter?
Does it matter? I guess not.
Well, either it does or it doesn't.
Well, I'll sleep on it and get back to you.
Okay, 24 hours. Here's a good reason to. There's a tune in. There's a promo. Make sure you return to the Trex Radio Show for the answer. Yes. Does she ask that question or not? Should you throw it out there?
Wow, hey, this is a topic.
Yes. Have you ever slept with another man, or do you sleep with men?
Yeah, and women, have you ever asked that question of a guy you've dated? I like that. And what was the answer? Yeah. Okay.
The answer is sex is sex.
All righty then. Wow. You took my little listicle right off the cliff. Let's get back to it. Shall we or shall we not?
Yeah,
we can do the rest on the other side of the spots. Okay.
No, we're having fun.
So if you forgot, because Drex drove us off the road, this is 10 secrets every woman keeps from her man. Yeah, off the cliff. We're bouncing into the ocean right now. Number five is she fantasized about being with you at least a dozen times before it actually happened. I think that's so sweet.
I think
totally
it's sweet.
Do that.
Okay. All right.
Don't you?
Okay.
Number six, she has Googled your exes. No.
That's
not me.
That sounds just creepy and weird.
I'm not.
I mean, I know
like
the people
that.
Do it all the time now, but that's just.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Yeah. Are you going to like what you find? Probably not. Just don't do it. Number seven, when she's falling in love with you, she completely loses her appetite. Yeah, that happens. That's like a real thing.
What are you talking about? You know? It's out to dinner.
I know, but overall, you will eat less. You'll eat because you're out to dinner and it tastes good. But man, like the next day, I'm not hungry.
Oh, you mean that's to stay, try to stay skinny or something like a subconscious thing?
Well, it says you lose your appetite If you're really in love, you'll get so thin.
Oh, you're so jittery.
Fall in love.
Lose weight.
I don't know what it is. There was an old song, Hollywood song, young people in love are never hungry.
Well, I remember that young feeling, yes. I guess it does make you a little...
Is it the butterflies? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, the butterflies.
Number eight, her body really isn't naturally this hairless and smooth all over. Oh, yes, it is. Number nine, this is kind of funny. She only appears to have it all together. Real truths about women. Her true organization or lack thereof, if you want to check, is revealed in her closet, her makeup bag, and her desk files. Number 10, drum roll. She still thinks about her ex-boyfriend and compares him to you.
No,
mostly, you win, however. Sometimes not. So keep your game up.
All right.
I added
good
that
news.
Part.
The good news. Oh, yeah. And then John Stamos. Isn't he one of your TV boyfriends?
No, uh-uh.
Oh, you're not a John Stamos fan?
Mm.
Isn't he from...
Full House was here, so he was here recently and took that funny selfie.
Right, yeah, and we're going to talk about that in sex, yeah. And when John was here, and he was standing in front of the Full House, and nobody noticed who he was.
Yeah, it's really funny.
He thought that was weird. We'll tell you all about it, along with the good news, is next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Are you in reasonably good health today and looking forward to a long life? Well, if so, now is the time to consider long-term care insurance. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That is 7 out of 10 of us. And the costs are staggering today, and they're only going to keep getting higher. I'm Ron Owens, here to tell you about long-term care insurance. It can not only protect your hard-earned nest egg, it can also help make sure that you're not a burden to your loved ones. In addition, long-term care insurance can allow you to receive quality care in the setting of your own choice. That includes your own home. Call Greg O'Donnell at the O'Donnell Financial Group, 866-496-2300. He's the guy to talk to when it comes to long-term care insurance, and do it before it's too late. O'Donnell Financial Group and Greg O'Donnell, your personal independent financial advisors. Call Greg right now at 866-496-2300 or online. Go to O'Donnellfinancial.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Candlin, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement, like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
Wendy's presents Red In the Metal Detector.
Hey, Frank, find any coins?
Nope, just junk. A sword from the Civil War, a platter that says Buckingham Pap.
Ooh, I think you got something.
Oh, I hope it's a quarter. You know, 4 of those, and I can get a junior cheeseburger from Wendy's. Oh, I got another gold bar. Man, I can't catch a break.
Wendy's Junior Cheeseburger, 100% pure beef for just 99 cents. It'll change the way you see change.
Now that's better.
Prices and participation may vary.
The
best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
So we'll get back to you with the answer tomorrow, 24 hours from now. That was posed during the last segment. If it's a good idea to ask ladies when you're dating a man if he's ever slept with another man or if he sleeps with men.
In general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I said, no worries, sex is sex. Or does he fantasize about it?
Ooh, good point, Engineer Karen.
Would it make a
difference? Do you ever wish I were a man?
Well, it's having her. Well, I mean, you know, hey. I mean, turnabout's fair play. I could ask you, well, do you fantasize about women? Have you slept with another woman?
All the time.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. Thanks. Oh, isn't this fun? So let's talk about John Stamos. Who hasn't done this in the era of social media? If you hook up, you know, for a night of unbridled passion with somebody like John Stamos, but you don't want to post a single picture on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, did it really happen? Well, you know, you wonder. So there's a new book coming out called How to Do That to a Woman.
Wow.
Yeah, that the F-bomb. It's written by one of the producers of Glee, and in the book, John Stamos says he's been with women who always want a little something to remember him by. Ugh. He said, quote, you know, a couple of women have wanted selfies afterwards, and one girl really wanted my shirt like a souvenir. Aww. I get that part. I used to do the souvenir thing.
Well, right. It kind of goes back to that list.
Yeah,
you know, it smells like somebody. You can remember them.
Well, I don't know. Is it weird? Well, do we really need his advice? He also gives tips on pleasing a woman. It's mostly about listening. Does that feel good? Does this feel good? Or listen to her body like an instrument?
Yes.
I guess you need to approach sex with a woman in a musical way. With me, it's
John
more,
Stamos said that?
Yeah. And if you keep squatting, he just keeps spewing here. With me, it's more rhythm than melody with a woman.
Wow.
But it's all listening. When you know... When music clicks, you can feel it. You have to listen to other musicians. With women, you have to listen to their bodies. It's nice. Okay. Let's go to the
John
good
Stamos.
News.
Okay, well, now I am crushing on him.
There you go. Now, see, I told you. How about Taylor Swift buying up all those sex-related domain names like taylorswift.porn, Taylor Swift, like a, you know, a...
Oh, that's
adult.
Smart.
Yeah.
Have you done that? Drexporn.com.
No,
you better get on that.
I don't care. I don't care what you do. Okay. So to the good news, a kid in Ontario named Odin, yes, Camus, he turned 13 on Friday and he was supposed to have a birthday party with 15 friends from school. But he had asparagus and... but he has a... No, it's, help me.
Oh, God, is this headed where I think it is?
I think so. Go ahead, Karen. Well, no, it's not, he didn't have it. What is this? He has... I can't read it. It's just the font's too small.
Oh, Asperger's.
Asperger's. Okay.
He has a syndrome.
Oh, my God. Good Lord. Okay.
We're getting you new glasses.
No, I broke my other ones, and I'm just telling you people I can't read. It's driving me nuts.
Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Well, the other ones, if I wear them in here, they fall off my face.
Okay.
So anyway, he gets bullied a lot, and no one accepted his invitation to this party. So his mother posted about it on Facebook and asked her friends to send him a text and, you know, on his new phone to cheer him up. They did, but they also reposted it. Then it went viral, and it got text messages from, you know, more than 5,000 people all over the world, and more than 11,000 people on Twitter wished him a happy birthday, including Elijah Wood, Molly Ringwald, the Toronto Raptors, the Toronto Blue Jays. And since Odin didn't get to have a party, his mom also posted that they were going bowling Friday night and booked a limo for it and said anybody could come when they got there.
Oh.
There were hundreds of people there.
Oh, that's excellent.
How fun is this?
A lot of people just didn't even acknowledge it. So, I mean, it is what it is. That's what started this was, hey, can you text him? It's his birthday. He got a new phone. It might be kind of funny if it's ringing right out of the box.
Aww.
Happy birthday from Sweden, Australia, Moscow. If I'm not mistaken, I probably have over 5,000 texts now. I used to be bullied. Now I think the tables have been turned.
That's very cool.
I hope that this has him realizing that, you know, just because you have Asperger's and just because maybe some of the kids in your school don't care, thousands of other people do.
Happy birthday to you. This is just incredible. I could not ask for a mom that could compare to her.
And that's the good news, ladies and gentlemen.
I love when social media is used for good instead of evil.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Exactly. Okay. I'm going home, and I'm going to bust out my old glasses with the new prescription. Here's my thing. You know, I'm wearing these that I can't see properly out of close because I am just not about spending $500 or more because of the damn frames. I guess I'm going to have to.
On a new set of glasses.
I mean, you know, these are corrected okay, but they don't have, you know, I have the seamless bifocal thing going on.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, get the other ones fixed.
I know.
All right. People can tighten them. They have those little things at the store where you just have the little screwdriver.
That's
going to
be necessary when I'm reading things as asparagus. Good God. Say a prayer. All right. Save a prayer for me now. Okay. Have a good night. And the John Bachelor program is up next
on KGO
810.